It was an amazing turnout today. Of course, the weather was so beautiful, which helps. A lot of times it is cold and rainy and sometimes even snowing. So this year we were fortunate enough to have beautiful sunny days, and I hope that people will remember to come out even when it is cold and rainy, because we went to war when it was cold, rainy, snowy, hot, whatever the case was, and it means a lot to us to see the support of our community. It is helpful for people to remember that Armed Forces Day is when we honor those who are currently serving in our military. Memorial Day is when we honor those who paid the ultimate price and died in war. And Veterans Day is when we honor those who have previously served and are still living. So this is the opportunity to thank the men and women that are living who served in the military. So I appreciate the fact that Veterans Day is right after Election Day, because Election Day over the last several years has brought an illumination of the differences and division in our country. And I think it is the military veteran who has served in the most diverse and inclusive group of people. And I believe that the reason we're able to be so successful with our mission is because we fully understand what our mission is. And I think that following Veterans Day, it is important for us to remember that one wonderful thing we can do as leaders in our communities is to develop and foster individual relationships with people, because that's where we find common ground rather than differences. And then we can recognize that even though there may be things we differ about, we also have a lot of things that we have in common. And so I believe that is what will help bring us to a place of us being a United States instead of a divided States.